You are listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart. Happy Friday. Today, I'd like to talk about the post office. It's not something we normally would talk about here at Caffeinated Thoughts. It's not exactly the most glamorous topic or hot and button issue, but it's vitally important because, hey, this is how we get our mail. President Trump orders a review of the United States Postal Service's business model. There was a creation of a task force to examine their finances that came after President Trump claimed that Amazon, the Postal Service's largest customer, is getting service way below costs. They work on Sundays, they deliver two-thirds of Amazon's packages, but they give them a reduced rate. And despite the volume of work, they're still in the hole. In 2017, they reported a net loss of $2.7 billion, despite raising prices on stamps and flat rate boxes, which are their only proven sources of revenue. With net losses in 2016 at $5.6 billion and then $5.1 billion in 2015, a call for taxpayer bailout is likely in their future. Or perhaps they will get their oversight agency, the Postal Regulatory Commission, to lift the cap on postal rates and dig so they can dig out of their financial hole by spiking what consumers pay for services, but not actually fixing the way they do business. I had a conversation yesterday with David Williams. He's the president of Taxpayer Protection Alliance, and he gives some suggestions of things that they can do to shape up their business model and maybe actually turn a profit. Wouldn't that be nice for a change? But before we get to that, first, a couple words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Brian Myers. When I needed a better life insurance plan, I found it with Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America. When I first met Travis, he wasn't like some other life insurance agents that can be pushy and try to get you to buy something. Travis just made himself available to me. That was it. He told me to let him know if and when I needed anything, and he stayed in touch. When the day came and I did need to make some changes with my life insurance, Travis met with me and walked me through several options so I could make an informed decision. Ultimately, it was the best decision for my situation. So if you need a life insurance plan that makes sense for you, call my friend Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. His number is 515-883-0029. That's Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. He can help you find the life insurance you need. Call him at 515-883-0029.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, Project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
And we're back. Without further ado, here's my conversation with David Williams, president of the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. Okay. Well, hey, David, could you just tell us a little bit? First of all, thank you for talking to our listeners. I just wanted to first ask you, what is a Taxpayer Protection Alliance? How long have you guys been around? What do you guys do?
So the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, we're a government watchdog group. We monitor spending, taxation, transparency, and TPA has been around for 7 years, but I've been doing this for 25 years. So I've been doing this for quite a long time, but started TPA 7 years ago, really to look at everything the government does really on a nonpartisan basis, because the deficit is bipartisan and nonpartisan, and the solutions are going to be that way.
Right, right. So a lot of our look, we want to talk about the United States Postal Service in particular today, and a lot of people may not be aware, but it's one of the one of about, I think, four or five public-private corporations that the government is involved with. I think only one of those actually makes any money. That'd be Conrail. But the United States Postal Service has been bleeding money. Just from the brief research I did before calling you, $65.1 billion since 2007.
Yeah, it's astounding just how much the Postal Service has lost, so much money. And the Postal Service is an interesting agency because it's in the Constitution. It's in, that they're going to deliver mail. So yes, they are chartered to deliver mail. So we don't take issue with that. It's just their management practices and the fact that they're getting distracted from delivering mail and doing other things. And the management at the Postal Service is atrocious, and they're not changing with the times. I think that's really the biggest problem, is that they don't understand email and electronic, the electronic world, and they're losing a lot of services, and they're losing customers to email just because they haven't changed with the times. And that's our biggest concern, is that they don't get it.
Okay. Well, just in the past 3 years, they well, the 2017, they had a $2.7 billion loss, net loss, which is actually progress, because the previous 2 years they lost over 5 billion each, or in 2015 and 2016. So, I know people are saying, hey, let's give United Postal Service, some people are saying, not you probably, or and certainly not me, hey, let's give the United States Postal Service a bailout, or maybe they need to increase their rates. But you said they need to change their management practices. What does that look like to you? What do you think that looks like, and how much, I mean, how do you think that's going to save them money?
So first and foremost, we really have to evaluate Saturday delivery and
Okay.
whether we really need Saturday delivery anymore. And in some cases, they deliver on Sunday, Amazon packages, but that's a whole nother story. But so if they eliminated Saturday delivery, they could save upwards of $3 billion a year. So this is pretty amazing that you have one recommendation that really could fundamentally change the fiscal future of the Postal Service. But Congress does not allow them to do that because every member of Congress has postal carriers in their district and in their state. So they're afraid to take that away because Congress never likes to take something away from people. They like to give them things. So taking away Saturday delivery is politically tough, but financially makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, definitely. I could that'd definitely be a cost saver. I'm actually, I was thinking, I don't know if I would like a job where I'm having to work 6 days a week all the time, every week anyway. But I'm sure they love the money. But
You would love
so,
their benefits.
yeah, oh, definitely love their benefits. Matter of fact, I read that another part of the problem, according to PolitiFact, so I'm not entirely sure if it could be entirely trusted, but they blame a lot of the loss of money from the bleeding anyway on the 2000, oh, looking at the wrong thing. The it was in 2006, there was a law that mandated U.S. Postal Service to pre-fund future retirees' health benefits. Do you think that's part of the problem too?
It is. It
Okay.
absolutely is, because they were forced to fund 75 years worth of retiree benefits in a 10 to 15 year span. No other entity, company, government, quasi-agency, has ever been required to do that. So that put a huge financial burden on them. And that's why for many years they were $5 billion in debt. Losing $5 billion was because of that pre-funding agreement. So yes, they were given a raw deal in 2006, but they have done nothing. They have done nothing to overcome that and to look at ways. And one of the things that's currently in the news is the President Trump talking about Amazon packages and how that's bankrupting the post office. And he is 100% correct, because every Amazon package is subsidized. $1.50 per package is subsidized to deliver Amazon packages. So he is absolutely right. That agreement has to change. There has to be something to change that, so they're not losing money. And you don't obviously make up for it with volume. The joke is, how do you make up for it? Volume, volume,
Yeah,
volume. But
can I
obviously,
give you
that doesn't work.
a little pushback on that? Because
I thought the 2006 Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act makes it illegal for U.S. Postal Service to price parcels below cost. So at the very least, wouldn't their deal with Amazon at least be break even?
No, because what they're doing is it's how they do the fixed cost for the package delivery. Because back in 2006, they said that fixed costs are 5.5% of delivery, fixed cost of package delivery at 5.5%. Well, 12 years ago, they weren't delivering as many packages. So the fixed costs actually are a lot more. They haven't updated that. That's why they can claim that they're not subsidizing it. But, you know, an analysis by Citigroup just a year ago came up with this dollars, I mean, it's $1.46, $1.50 subsidy. So the post office has not updated any of this information. They're buying new vehicles that will make sure that they can carry enough Amazon packages. It's not about first class mail anymore. This is about package delivery, right? And the money they're spending is about that. So you're right, but the problem is they haven't updated the 2006 fixed cost formula.
Okay, fair enough. So they one thing they need to do is renegotiate with Amazon and change that.
Absolutely, to show fair market rates, but also what their costs are, because they will deliver Amazon packages on Sunday. They don't deliver mail on Sunday. They deliver right. Amazon packages on Sunday, but the processing is commingled with the first class mail, so the processing costs, but there's no first class mail delivered on Sunday. That's why there's just so many shenanigans happening at the post office and the package delivery. And we've heard from whistleblowers, and you know, they're whistleblowers, so we can't confirm if it's true or not, but we've heard from multiple whistleblowers that if they return to the home office, the home post office, with packages, they get yelled at, but not first class mail. They're basically, the managers say, you deliver packages first, you deliver first class mail second. So it's okay to come back to the post office with extra first class mail, but don't you dare come back with extra packages. So obviously they have shifted, all their worry onto the package delivery, which ironically is losing them money.
Interesting. Yes, something that, I think a lot of us don't really. I have to admit, I'm a beneficiary of. We shop Amazon a lot and love their service. And part of me is like,
you and me both.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, you're gonna raise your rates, and suddenly I'm gonna have to pay more. I guess that's part of it. I mean, if they ship through FedEx or UPS, we'd be paying more for shipping too. So is there anything else the United Postal Service can do? And what are you trying to, is there a bill in Congress to address any of this?
Well, there are bills in Congress, and they are all awful.
Okay.
Because they want to shift the burden of the pensions to Medicare. So it's not, I mean, they're just shifting the payments from one, from the post office to another government program, which obviously is still going to cost taxpayers. And it doesn't change the fundamental problems at the post office. One bill that was offered last year wants the post office to get involved in more competitive services like grocery delivery. Now, the post office has been toying with this for a number of years, delivering groceries. Well, just look at your phone and the apps.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many companies now that will deliver groceries to your front door. And this is the most ridiculous thing ever, is when the post office first started this, they guaranteed delivery between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. Okay. I mean, who the heck is up at 3 a.m. to get grocery delivery? And now, obviously, you have all these apps that you can schedule what time you want it. So, again, the post office is way behind everybody else when it comes to this this service.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture them delivering groceries, and I'm like, sure they're going to make some money, but man, that's going to cost them a bundle too. I'm not sure that even be break even, and frankly, I'm not sure I would use grocery delivery. I mean,
definitely not eggs. I mean, I got to tell you,
you're right, right? Wow. Oh, okay. Is there a bill that you're trying to craft and push through? Who are you guys' allies in Congress right now on this issue?
We don't have any.
Oh,
Because the
wow.
ones that are pushing these bills, I mean, the Freedom Caucus, are our natural allies on this, but they haven't really done anything, specifically on this. The problem is that we have members of Congress that are offering these pieces of legislation, Republicans and Democrats, that is just window dressing. It doesn't address the management problems, the board of governors at the Postal Service, kind of their board of directors. They don't have a full board, so there's really no oversight at the post office with the board of governors. So there's no then Congress isn't addressing it again. And this is an election year, so everyone on Capitol Hill is afraid to do anything bold because they don't want to lose their job. They want to
Well, they
make
can't
sure.
even
So
keep their campaign promises.
exactly.
Wow.
So it's really difficult for us, but we've been talking to House government and oversight. We've been talking to the Senate, those committees, and we're trying to convince them that, listen, this is going to be a de facto taxpayer bailout because the post office has borrowed $15 billion from the U.S. Treasury, and that might be written off. Is that there's talk, and one of the pieces of legislation that we don't like, are saying, well, we should just forgive them of the $15 billion. Well, game over. That is a taxpayer bailout if you don't have to pay back the Treasury.
Right. Incredible. Well, hey, David, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about this. Where can people learn more about the Taxpayer Protection Alliance?
We're at protectingtaxpayers.org, and the post office is one of those nostalgic sort of agencies, but that doesn't mean we can't, get them back in shape and make sure that they're around for the next 20, 50, 100 years. And the way they're going now, they're not going to be around.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, take care.
Thanks.
Bye. And that concludes today's episode of the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you happen to be listening to this podcast somewhere other than on our website, please be sure to check out caffeinatedthoughts.com. Again, that's caffeinatedthoughts.com. Or just Google us at Caffeinated Thoughts and we'll show up at the top of your search screen. Hey, this is Shane Vanderhart. Until next time, my friends, take care.